Let's face it, a jury summons is not the most welcomed piece of mail. But in this economy, it's even less welcome than before. Across the country, more and more people are telling court officials that financial hardship should keep them out of the jury box. Here's reporter Gloria Hillard.
It's 7:30 in the morning at the Los Angeles Superior Court Criminal Justice Center.
Those of you that are here for jury duty, can I please ask you to form two lines?
Jury summons in hand, they file into the jury assembly room. Jury orientation generally includes a judge's welcome, and today it's from Superior Court Judge Marcelita Haynes.
Good morning.
Judge Haynes reminds the jurors how important they are, and then gets to the subject on the minds of many.
The other thing I want to tell you is that we understand the economy, we understand what's going on.
On the 15th floor of Juror Services, Patricia Powell hears firsthand what's going on every day. She says people asking to be excused or to postpone their jury service is nothing new, but these days, the stories are more personal.
They've been unemployed for quite some time, that they're self-employed due to losing a job. They're losing their homes. You get a lot of jurors who are crying.
No one is keeping national statistics on how hardship excuses are affecting courts. But to get a sense of the problem, the Center for Jury Studies, which provides assistance to state courts on jury trial management, conducted an informal poll of jury administrators earlier this year. Responses varied. Some locales said it wasn't a problem. Others, like one county in Nevada, said they were hearing more desperation in the voices and letters of potential jurors. Director Paula Hannaford-Agor says the impact on juries depends on how hard the recession has hit a given community, how long courts require citizens to serve, and the actual jury fee.
The national average, I think, is $22 a day, but there are still a number of states where the payment is $10 a day. That's certainly adding insult to injury with people who are certainly feeling emotionally frazzled by the economic situation now.
At King County Superior Court in Seattle, jurors get paid $10 a day. Jury Services Manager Greg Wheeler.
More and more now, we're hearing from individuals that even 2 days, even one day, is going to be a hardship for them, that they're not able to handle that financially in any way.
B0838 here. B9323
here.
In the hallway of L.A. Superior Court Criminal Justice Center, a small crowd of newly impaneled jurors are waiting to be called into the courtroom. Once inside, anyone with an extreme financial hardship has the opportunity to address the judge about their situation.
The court really strives to make sure that we carefully look at each individual's situation, and all the judges do.
Superior Court Judge Patricia Schnegg is Assistant Supervising Judge for L.A. County's Criminal Court. She says most judges will allow jurors having a tough time to postpone their service.
We'll excuse them for a year. And most of these people really do want to do jury duty. A lot of them are people who have served in the past but have lost their jobs and they just can't cope right now.
Judges and jury administrators aren't the only ones dealing with the issue.
As a trial attorney, you never want people on your jury that don't want to be there.
Criminal defense lawyer David S. Kestenbaum says in recent months, the issue has caused both prosecuting and defense attorneys in L.A. County to stipulate that a juror be removed when a judge has already denied their financial hardship excuse.
We've had to, because especially in serious long cases, you want people that are paying attention to the testimony and the evidence presented in court, not feeling that they really need to provide for their family and would like to be somewhere else.
Those in the court system know these challenges are likely to remain as long as the economy is weak. But with trial by jury still the centerpiece of the American justice system, the acknowledgement given to jurors these days has special resonance.
We still have to continue. We still have to do our job and process cases that come before us. Please, please help us do that. We want to thank you once again for taking the time.
For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.